the author.
Storytellers. Don't you just love them? All their little tricks? You remember the bit in the museum when William suddenly and mysteriously appeared behind Melissa? Did you think, even if only for a moment, that he was a ghost? You were meant to. But you wouldn't have fallen for it, would you? Think about it. Poor Lizzie had known him for a long time. He'd been around all her life, so to speak, and then he was gone. But I'll get to that later. Or maybe not. Sorry, that was just another trick. It's sort of addictive. There really was no mystery. When Melissa arrived at the museum, William had just been interviewed by the police. It seems that Lizzie did indeed leave for work. She'd been waiting on the station platform to catch her train. Commuters are such creatures of habit that those of her fellow passengers who knew her by sight noticed she wasn't standing in her regular place, but at the end of the platform where the train would be arriving at speed. As it did so, she threw herself onto the rails. Now look, I'm telling this straight. The police did not find a suicide note at the flat, nor was there any record of a distraught email. She had never shown any obvious signs of depression. Melissa told the police she had been the last to leave Lizzie's party, but made no mention of what had occurred between them. She intimated that Lizzie had been drinking a lot that evening, but had otherwise seemed normal.
Jen.
I'd been in theatre with my phone turned off, so didn't pick up Melissa's message until the end of my shift. She sounded shaken.
Hi, Jen. Something terrible has happened. I really need to talk to you. Call me when you can. Bye.
I was dog-tired and looking forward to the end of my shift when I could go home and crawl into bed for a few brief, tear-stricken hours. But Melissa sounded desperate. She was my best friend, and it wasn't the sort of message I could just ignore. I mean, I know he had drifted apart, but that was my fault for always being so busy. We are closer now than we have ever been. Given all that has happened, the last sentence is weirder than it looks. But you'll understand in due course.